Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, Future Bachelor, episode 53. What up? Yeah. Yeah. Guys, this is Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
My name is JD.
Whoa!
Whoa! Surprise, surprise! I murdered Veronica.
You know, that's my job. Usually I don't leave her, let her leave the apartment. But this week, actually, Veronica's not here, and I asked my friend JD to come and be our guest co-host this week. So shout out to everybody out on YouTube. What's up, guys? This is what JD looks like. I hope you're impressed.
Hide my face.
No, but Veronica's on spring break, yes. And JD came to save the day. You were the one that kind of suggested JoJo.
Yes, that was my idea.
That's funny.
Always
because
love that.
You
love
had
that
said
song.
Two songs, and one of them is actually on our Future Bachelor playlist already, yes. On Spotify. So this was a good addition. I've always liked that song. I tried to find it on Spotify, though, and apparently...
Yes, we experienced some complications.
Yeah, you can't find
JoJo's
it.
Due to JoJo's record label.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. You were the one telling me
something regarding... I know she's had conflicts with her record label before,
yeah.
And so apparently her old music isn't on Spotify, but she re-recorded all of her music because she got the rights to it.
Oh, wow.
So the 2018 version
is
on Spotify.
So awesome. Yeah.
But we wanted the
Unfortunately,
OG.
The new version is not as good as the OG version. So, but yeah, that was a great opening song. So, JD, tell us a little about yourself. How do you know us? How do you
know
Future Bachelor? How'd you get introduced?
So, I got introduced through Sai.
Shout out to
Sai.
We
didn't work directly together, but yes. We worked in the same room,
yep,
like 10 feet apart,
mm-hmm.
for the company. And
I like how you already know what's going on.
Oh yes,
here.
I still work for the company, but not directly with Sai anymore, not in the same room.
Yeah,
but
that was sad because you only worked there for like a couple
like
months,
5.5 months.
Yeah. So but in that time we were able to become friends. And me and you usually would like talk about the same TV shows, and I think we started talking about The Bachelor.
Yes.
At some point.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Here, check out like you know."
You mentioned the podcast.
Yeah. Like, so how'd you get like? When was the first time you listened?
It wasn't right when you showed it to me.
I know it never is with people. Like,
I know
it
took me a while to get into it actually. And then
is that though? What is it about someone being like, "Hey, I know you." What, like to me, if someone told me they had a podcast, I feel like I would be like. I'd almost be rushing to go see what their podcast sounds like. Maybe because I have
be
a
like,
podcast.
Oh, you have a podcast? I feel like
really?
it's almost like I feel like everyone has a podcast
now. They do for sure.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like that's sort of the thing. And so it does take a little bit of like when the listener has the time to put into it.
True.
Then they'll listen for the first time and then get investment. Yeah, and then get invested. So for me, it was like my commute schedule didn't like really lend itself well to like listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
It took me until I had to start writing MARTA to work a little bit more. Mm-hmm. To like give myself a designated time to listen to podcasts, and then I like gave it a listen. And
I think
it was so
one
fun.
Of the times too, I was like, "Yo, we do like the tipsy talks like on Monday when we actually watch."
That's
them.
Also how I got hooked.
Yeah, so you were commenting on it. I was like, "Yo, JD is actually talking."
Probably harassed them, Veronica, while she was on tipsy talks.
That's what we love. There's a bunch of people that do that.
Okay,
So you were one of them, and because of that type of stuff, I was like, you know, I think about like very rarely do we need to like do a guest co-host or we need to do more. I think guests on here, but you know, you're on the list that I had in my head of people that are fans of the show. And I loved hearing people's perspectives of that. So what was it like, you know, as far as it being with Bachelor and stuff, like, Do you think we do a good job of covering stuff from
The Bachelor? I think you do a really good job. I think it's good that it's not Bachelor heavy.
Yeah.
I think that would turn a lot of people off, especially if they
It
started like that, mm-hmm. and I think that's fine. But I think now it's evolved to a point where, like, even if you don't watch The Bachelor every week or, like, you miss an episode, like, yeah. you listen to me. I don't listen mainly for The Bachelor parts, yeah. but when you get to that, I kind of remember it again yeah, and get yeah. excited because I like to hear the recaps.
Well, that's really dope, man. Yeah.
And turns out now I work in the same building as Veronica.
Yes. So have you guys seen each other yet?
I saw her in the lobby and I didn't know that she worked there.
Yeah.
And so I was really thrown off because I was like, whoa, I know you, but like I like didn't realize how.
No,
it was
that's
literally
scary.
Only through Instagram yeah, and like yeah. the videos I
everyone's
seen
a creep these days because like you could be like, oh, haven't we met before? And yeah, like actually you're just
exactly.
a friend of a friend.
So we really awkwardly like passed each other in the lobby and I probably did like a weird double take,
yeah.
but that was it. We have not actually met in person.
You guys
so.
Gotta meet up
know,
for like lunch or something.
Yeah, let's hang out, please.
I think you guys are just like yeah. you know two ships passing exactly. in the night. So, but that's awesome. Well, while we're talking about Veronica, actually, she gave us a little check-in,
oh, yeah.
so we might as well see what you know she's been up to this last week. So.
Hey everybody, sorry I can't be there. I'm on an adult spring break with my family because my youngest brother has a spring break, my second brothers, my brothers Jack and Frank. With their spring breaks right now, so I just tagged along to go with them to the Pacific Northwest. But yeah, I'm sad that I won't be on the show discussing stuff with Cy today because I know I wanted to talk about the stuff coming out with Cardi B about how she used to drug clients or men and steal money from them. So I'm sure that will be a hot topic of discussion and I'll probably have to give my take on that later. But otherwise, I'm going to keep enjoying, you know, this weird part of the country that is completely opposite from Atlanta, but also cool all the same. And I'll be taking some basic pics probably at the original Starbucks in the Gum Mall today in Seattle. So get excited for those. All right. Bye, guys.
So excited. I'm so excited for those pictures of whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I started off doing the like sound effects, but for some reason they were like taking
love
over
the sound effects. They're one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is like, a lot of people either like him or they don't. Like they're like, oh, they're too loud or something like that. Like someone once told me they hate the kids cheer. I'm like, that's my favorite one.
Sometimes you do it at really inappropriate points. And that's when it's the most fun.
I like the one where you go like,
I like the boing. I like the boing.
It's usually something Veronica said.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, I mean, dude, I really like, again, appreciate you like, you know, stepping up. I know this is a weird thing. I ask people sometimes mm-hmm. and you would think that they would want to do it, but like some people, I don't know. It's important to me.
I mean, it's yeah. And it can definitely be stressful for people like yeah. me who have no audio. Like I've never been on a podcast before. This
yeah.
is my number one.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for self-confidence.
Hell yeah,
sort of
man.
I've appeared on my friend's radio show in college.
Oh, wow. Well, so you do have a little practice.
A little bit, but it was not a podcast.
Well, you're doing great.
Thank you.
So, I guess, I mean, did you do anything cool in the last week? Or?
Last week was not, my last week was relatively chill,
okay.
but my last month itself has been crazy because
yeah.
I've been traveling every single weekend.
Oh, really?
Much. Yeah.
Where have
which has been wild. So first I went to, New York.
Yes.
I visited my friends in New York.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Charleston for a weekend and
okay.
visited a friend in Charleston. And then I went to Hilton Head for a family wedding.
Wow.
There. And then I went to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day,
okay.
which
I heard that's
Veronica
crazy,
was also at,
you
which
guys,
was funny.
Another
literally passing in the night, in the day,
in the day.
And that was crazy.
That one's a little harder though. You guys are like drunk out there,
yeah.
so probably. That's
yeah.
Well, I know. Right?
I was waiting for.
There you go.
So yeah. No, just kidding. It was really, really fun.
That's what's up.
And then I went to Boston right after that.
That's
so,
insane.
And so that was the end of last week. So I just got
well,
back.
It's funny you mm-hmm. talk about trips because this past weekend, I actually just like I told myself I was going to book like or I had to plan out my next five trips.
Oh, yes. You mentioned that.
Yeah. So I started doing it, but like I've planned a trip to Colorado.
Okay.
I got two trips to New York planned out.
Nice.
I'm going actually down to Florida next week. So and then I forgot one of them that I'm like forgetting right
That's
now.
Really
but
good.
I try. You know what I'm saying? So at least I want to get down on the calendar too, because like I've been.
You have to get it on the
calendar.
As
you grow up, like you start wanting to travel a lot more.
Yes.
But to be able to do that, you can't just buy plane tickets like on the last minute,
especially with work.
Oh,
like,
of course,
that's the main thing. It's
yeah.
like you gotta give your
day off. And at work for me, it's like, you know, you can't take off if another person on your team is taking off. So it's like you have to get those as soon as possible. Yeah. So, but yeah, man. Well, I guess like since we talked about our last week, we might as well get in some quick hits. Hey, that was good, bro. That was cool. No, she never does that with me, but you seem very excited about these segments.
I like them.
All right, well, let's talk about some quick hits. This past week, the movie Us came out. Jordan Peele's, you know, second movie, sophomore, you know, coming after Get Out. Not to be confused with our intro song.
Get Out.
That JoJo actually inspired, you know, Jordan Peele.
Oscar winning.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, no, that was a bad one. That deserves one of these. But, yeah, I didn't get to see it this past week because everyone's too scared to watch
Me either. No, I I'm like, yeah, Us came out. But no, I have not seen it.
Yeah.
I am a little scared to see
it. One of the reasons why I want to go see it is because, like, it's just coming increasingly, increasingly harder to not get spoiled. Like, you know, like, I already know a bunch of different things.
Really?
You know?
You know what I thought was really cool was that the movie itself was leading an anti-spoiler campaign on Twitter.
What do you mean?
They had this hashtag that was hashtag keep it between us.
Oh my god.
That was this whole thing.
Oh wow.
They tweeted all this, like, I got promotions that was like, if you've seen something, you know, clever stuff. Basically saying
that's smart.
Don't release what happened in this movie. Hashtag keep it between us.
If you're cool if you keep it
something
between
like
us.
That.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought that was really clever.
Wow,
but,
that's genius.
The spoiling isn't the thing for me. It's just like I don't like scary movies and I want to support Jordan Peele and especially how like progressive this movie is in the horror industry and horror genre.
I mean, honestly, dude, no, I was like, if I wasn't so busy this week, I would just go and watch it myself. You know, Veronica was talking about going to movies. I was like, you know, actually, this might be one I'll just go see by myself because people that I want to see it with are not interested and people that, you know,
it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. It's a no for me, dog. Yeah, that's exactly what someone told me.
So, like, Get Out, it took me a long time to even see Get Out.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't even a scary movie.
The thing is for me is like I already knew everything that happened.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm trying not to.
And that helped for me because then I wasn't super scared when the actual scary stuff happened.
Well, I bet you the people that seen it are listening to us right now, they're like, you should have seen that. Speaking of stuff I actually saw though, I meant to say, I mean, we talk about TV shows a lot at work and this past weekend I watched a couple different things. I was wondering if you saw them. Have you ever seen The OA?
No, but I've seen people on Twitter talking about it.
It's a crazy
show.
What
is it about?
Well, it's hard without getting into spoilers because now this is season two that dropped.
If you haven't
seen season one.
Where is it set?
Well, the thing is that like what I can say about it is like this girl like shows up after being missing for 7 years.
Oh.
But she was blind when she went missing and when she returned she wasn't blind. And that's just the initial premise.
That's cool.
And dude, it gets so crazy. Like what I say about the show is that it's the type of show that they actually take risks on. Like the risks are so big on the show that like especially with the season two, like they took even more risks. It was like you're narrowing your fan base so much so that like it's gonna be hard to keep those to the third season because you're taking so many different risks. It's like, you know, someone might drop off because like, oh this is a dumb idea, but like I like,
you like it.
It's original, man. So if you like it's original story, we were watching what show was
Manifest.
That Manifest. Yeah, it's very
similar
to Manifest.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that, but darker and way, I mean, it's Netflix, you know.
Yeah,
so you can watch it. I watched Motley Crue, the biopic, the Derp movie with Machine Gun Kelly was playing Tommy Lee and stuff.
No.
I mean, it's not the best movie, but it's entertaining. I mean, it's the movie started off with a very sexual scene, so it's very vulgar, but Motley Crue was vulgar, and the dude that made that movie is actually the dude, I think, that did like Jackass and all that stuff too, so I think it's like Jeff Tremaine or something. But and then what else did I watch? Well, those are two big ones that I watched.
Can I tell you about this crazy, trashy show that I watched
I
actually really liked?
What is
it? It's on Netflix. It's called Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset?
Have you heard of it?
No.
It came out like literally 4 days ago and I watched it all in 2 days.
That's what I did with the OA.
It's this ridiculous reality show that centers on this really fancy realty firm in Hollywood Hills. And so it's these like two bald twins who are like, look, this is our business. And then it's these like five incredibly gorgeous women who are really badass realtors.
Okay.
Just like doing their thing in Hollywood Hills and selling these like four, five, six,
well, how,
$12
how,
million
is
dollar
it
houses.
Real?
I mean, it's It's a reality show.
Are
so
they
it's
really
a little,
selling the houses, you think?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, how many episodes?
They have like real clients, 8 episodes, and they're like 20, 30 minutes each. They're really bingeable.
Yeah.
I gotta check it out. It's funny. And these women are getting like harassed on the job by these single men who make them show them really fancy houses. Then they don't buy the house and they just ask them out for a drink afterwards.
Oh my God.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I think I want to watch this. It's like, I have guilty
pleasure.
It's like
perfect junk. Just like,
that's how I feel about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Okay. It's
I could probably watch that. So, mm-hmm. No, I watched another thing too on Netflix. The Disappearance of Madeleine McCann.
Nope.
Oh my God. Have you heard it? You're familiar with the story?
Nope.
Oh my goodness, dude. I love like the
Netflix
true...
has so much. That I just missed half of it.
But it's like the new stuff. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's like the popular like stuff they're suggesting, so I like, I don't know, the stuff they push up a lot, I'll try to watch. But speaking of upcoming movies coming out, Avengers dropped their another trailer.
Oh,
and
my
then
God,
you're talking about the poster, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm a big, well, in the literally only the past year I've become a big like Marvel fan.
Okay.
And kind of invested.
Why
in
the
this
last
whole
year
thing. Well, I saw Black Panther.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
And then my friends were like, let's go see Infinity War. And I just saw, you know, so many people talking about it.
Yeah.
That I was like, you know, I have an offer to go see it with a friend. Like, why the hell not?
Yeah, and it was
And I looked
epic.
It up a little bit about, you know, what it's
I'm
about.
I'm the same way. I read, like,
and
Wikipedia.
And it was so epic. I was, like, really invested
like,
by the end.
How did they get all these?
I was suddenly fascinated by all the characters, all their backstories, their relationships, all this stuff. So I kind of did this, like, deep dive in the past year.
Imagine if you were a comic book fan, like, how deeper those things go.
I know,
go.
They really
yeah.
do. And so that's really crazy. So I'm really excited for Endgame.
Yeah.
And the news is that they...
Did you see Captain Marvel?
Yes, I saw Captain Marvel.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite Marvel movie.
Okay.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I can't wait to see what she does.
Yeah. No, I like the way Thor is like, I like this one.
I like it. So, yeah, that was cool. Yeah. But they just released these posters. Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen anything about the people who got snapped.
Okay.
Who died.
The snappening.
Died. Yeah. The snapping.
The snapture. Yeah,
the snapture. Oh, I was going to take that
Sorry.
One.
I didn't know how good you were with the Marvel stuff.
Yeah. But, okay. We haven't seen anything about them at all.
Okay.
And so they weren't on the original poster. They weren't billed. And so I was like, gosh, are they going to just like come back at the end? Because like we know they're going to bring them back.
Yeah.
But they released these individual posters, 32 for every character.
Oh my God.
And the ones that are alive are in color and the ones that died are in black and white.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet.
It's really, really cool. And they're like these really, you know, really sick close-up posters of the actors and character.
That's dope.
We knew most of it, but some of them was we didn't know whether characters had died or lived. And so...
So they're like talking about like the Black Panther sister.
Shuri, yeah. Shuri died.
Yeah.
That she was confirmed dead because she was
great.
Gray, which I assumed. Wong lived, which is funny because he's the one who just dipped at the beginning of Infinity War. He's like, peace, I'm gonna go guard like the sanctum.
Yeah
And they just didn't come back for the whole movie. I just find it so funny that he lived after all
I
that.
Do think like I mean, this might be some spoiler alert stuff. I mean, I don't really know, but I think like it's gonna have to do with a lot with dimensions and time.
Yes.
And like,
because of Ant-Man,
time traveling. Yeah, like, you know,
this
whatever.
Is not a Marvel podcast, but like I could go for an
I
hour
know for
about
real
talking
well let's
this.
Like I mean, that's pretty cool stuff, but let's keep it moving with some other quick hits because
sorry listeners
I don't know how many people are. I could nerd out all day with you.
Same,
maybe
same
off
thing.
Air we'll talk
yeah,
about
sure.
this. You know, some stuff has been coming out with Wendy Williams like the last couple months and stuff.
I
but
know.
I mean, did you follow up on, you know, what's going on with her?
So apparently her husband's mistress had a baby.
Oh my God.
Had a baby. A lot of, I don't know how. No,
sorry.
Yeah, that's the correct one. Thank all you. Right. So. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I feel really bad for Wendy. She's been through a lot, and she's really trying to keep that like not interfere with
how
her
do you
TV
feel
life.
About people saying that this is karma for Wendy Williams?
No.
The way she pulls everyone's dirt out into public.
They're celebrities.
Yeah, so is she.
Yeah, I mean, but her dirt can be brought out, but the dirt itself isn't necessarily karma. I think that's kind of cruel.
No. But the fact that she's like a TV host.
Yes.
And that she, like, this is what she talks about.
I know.
It's hard for her to talk about other people right
I know.
Now. Without,
it seems a little ironic, that she can take it out. But, like, I think she's...
What she needs to do is, the thing is,
she's
an executive producer on
this
show.
He is, but she's mentioned it before. She said, I've seen the reports, you know, I'm a hot topic, but just so you know, my marriage is whatever, or my marriage is strong, basically, and showed the ring.
No, it's not.
So she's addressed it, but a lot of people just think that's super ingenuine.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, I just really think that she needs to figure out a way to get out of whatever she's got going on with him. Because obviously, dude, she's
if she wants to, I don't know. I think it's up to her.
Just had a baby with another woman. That's her husband.
To quote Wendy Williams, allegedly.
I mean, shoot. I mean, he's claiming it. You know, all the money that he's getting from her is going to like this kid now and her. You know, so
I hope that she can resolve her issues. I know.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the stuff coming out with Conor McGregor was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he out of nowhere, he just retires from the UFC and mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next day, some sexual allegations, like, in Ireland came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't really look up, like, what was happening, but...
Well, the weird thing is about the allegations, it's not that they came out, it's not the New York Times, like, published, like, oh, we've heard from a woman, blah, blah, blah. They published that he is under investigation by... police or whoever there, and then those charges, I don't know if they were dismissed or dropped or something, but he was at one point at least under investigation for alleged sexual assault.
Well, I mean, I don't know, a lot of people I guess can be under investigation and all that stuff, but
the timing was weird.
Also, I mean, because he has a wife and kid and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So
he seems I don't know why he would retire. I mean, I don't know anything about fighting,
but. I mean, he's such a vocal, I mean, I don't either really, but I know he's like, you know, pretty much like the Floyd Mayweather of like, you know, that. So I mean, they've actually fought, so
yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't continue his career. Like, I mean,
there's so much money, he'll be come back. I mean, it's one of those things where people retire and then like 2 years later they make a return. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's it called? So Ariana Grande, you know, is a hot topic here on the podcast, as you know.
You should have a segment for Ari News. I feel like
I know, right?
Veronica.
Honestly, I
week.
Just hate her so much that I, for the pure fact I mean, I like her music and stuff. I just like last year was too much for me. I mean, you've seen it.
It was too much for her.
You think? She was.
Yes, I think.
I think she was bringing on a lot of it herself. That's what I feel like. You know, for it being such a big year, it's like, girl, if you really didn't want it to be that much on you, like, you know, you might have like stepped back a little bit. That's my only take on it. But, yo, I know you're an Ariana Grande, you know, for someone that's going to protect her here. You're filling in for V, so I totally respect it. Yeah. But, yo, she apparently has her sweetener tour, and she's it's being protested by the media because she's not wanting, like, cameras at her shows.
So I went to her sweetener tour in Boston.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. Okay, yes. Cool.
So with my friends Sam and Laura. Shout out to Sam and Laura.
Okay, hold on. Can we get a, I wasn't ready for the
I know, I'm sorry.
Sam and Laura.
I know. They let me crash with them in their apartment in Boston.
Nice. That's always a good friend.
And we went to the show, and that was really fun.
Okay.
Was
it a good show?
It was a fantastic show.
Have you
it
seen another Ariana Grande show?
No, it was my first time seeing her live. She was awesome.
Worth
vocals
every penny?
Vocals were amazing. Worth every penny.
Okay,
for
cool.
sure.
And Veronica was talking about actually going to that show, so...
yeah, she should. She should. It'll be fun.
She's going to the one
but
here in Atlanta.
Apparently the thing is, you can... You know, you can bring cameras in. They literally said, like, we encourage, you know, bring your phones in.
Yeah.
But I think the rule is about actual media who are in the, like, down on the floor.
In a pit and
like,
stuff.
Maybe photographing for, like, Getty or something or for, like, a newspaper. Being down there, I think they have restrictions about something about they have to be approved by her before they can be published.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's at least in the article that I read.
You know, it's funny because, like, I've done shows before, but for, like, a lot of, like, acts, but, like, filming. And a lot of times, like, the rule at these concerts, they'll be, like, you can only, like, get the first three songs.
First three, yeah. I think that's hers, too.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I wonder,
that's normal.
Yeah, but, like, why, though? Like, I felt for, like, old people, like, they're just, like, you know, I don't know, maybe they do their best stuff before they get sweaty and all
maybe,
that stuff.
Yeah, and they get a little sloppy by the end. And also, like, the front row doesn't want photographers running back and forth.
Messing up the show.
The whole time.
I guess
you know?
That's a good point too. I never really. I always just thought it was dumb. It's like, dude, come on. It's like people are here
for
to
smaller
see a concert.
Shows. Yeah, but
or maybe they just don't want like the good stuff to be captured.
Maybe, but the good stuff is usually the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's like you know they'll wait to play like their biggest.
That's
hit
true.
At
biggest
the end
hit.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You know,
or
so.
Like the biggest stage. Yeah, that's true.
But overall, you had a great time at that.
I was very impressed. Great choreography. Awesome set list. Really good dancers, cool like setup.
I mean, yeah, I don't hate on her for like I like her music obviously. Yeah. There's been slappers on here and you know, obviously she's beautiful and stuff. I just felt like last year she brought a lot of stuff onto herself. So but let's see. Alex Rodriguez is going through a lot of stuff with Jennifer Lopez right now, and they're saying that they're finding some sexting with a Playboy model. This Playboy model is saying that he's like an horny old man. You know, trying to get threesomes.
Does she have any? I don't want to like. I want to believe her, but like, does she have any sort of proof, or is she only saying
That she's saying that. That there's...
Has anyone seen like screenshots of it or something like that?
Even if there is screenshots, sometimes those are fake.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But if this is true, this is all like a, like we've been kind of reporting on other infidelities on Alex Rodriguez's
side. That other guy was like...
Yeah, that was his like former...
former teammate.
Teammate, yeah.
Yeah, so, that was crazy.
Jennifer Lopez is like, damn, this is like, you know... Everything was all
has
like,
she commented on it on this recent
no, one? No, I don't not, think right? she will. But I was seeing like also reports that like he had like a black eye or something one day.
Really?
Yeah, like they were like walking off a plane and it looked like he had gotten hit in the face. Dang. So I mean, I could see J-Lo giving him an old one too,
ooh.
Being like, "You making me look stupid." Ooh. So
I really wish the best for them. I hope that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, J-Lo has been through so many marriages already. So
they're a good couple. I feel like.
Think so?
I think so.
Moving along, Kanye's Sunday services. Have you seen any of these videos?
I've seen videos, yeah.
Oh my gosh, they look so like hype. But apparently this last week the cops actually came because there was like a noise complaint. I don't know where he's been doing these. Like, is it like this?
It looks like the middle of nowhere in California, but
it's
apparently
like the Calabasas
not.
Or something.
Yeah, it's
area.
Probably someone's backyard.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, massive. Of course it's gonna get loud.
Yes.
But yeah, so they're saying that might be the last time he does them. He's been doing them for like the last like month or two.
Yeah.
People have been loving him. Like, celebrities have been going to those shows. Like, I think they were saying, like, Katy Perry has been going to him. Obviously, all dang. The Kardashians. Was Tyler, the Creator.
Courtney Love was that
Courtney
one?
Love was there. Yeah. So, it kind of sucks. But I think this was a good thing for Kanye.
Maybe
this like,
will push him back in the studio to actually I hope so. Make good music.
I mean, we've been waiting for Yandy for, like, a bunch of months since, like, December. Since, so.
Yeah.
Or even
since
Thanksgiving.
September.
Yeah.
Wasn't, like, 9/29/18 was, like, the day that he said.
I'm not sure.
I will
but
always
it's been...
remember that because I was ready for Yandy and then. It
yeah,
just never
came.
Happened.
I mean, it still talks, but Kanye, like, speaking of him, like, he was supposed to go on Joe Rogan, and now they're saying that, like, he's not even going to do that anymore.
What's Joe Rogan?
You don't know who Joe Rogan
no,
is?
No, what's Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan is, like, well, interesting. Like, he's one of the biggest podcasts there are.
Oh.
Joe Rogan is, like, a bald guy. He does, like, UFC, like, commentary.
Oh,
he's a comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would, okay.
He used to host
Fear
Factor.
I recognize his Twitter.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, he's huge. I'm not saying... No. I mean, he's just in my wheelhouse of, like, things I listen to and stuff. And I'm just saying the comedy and...
Yeah, it's interesting that he would go on there, but he's not.
No, well, because he's such a big platform at the time. Like, you know, people weren't really understanding Kanye. But now it's, like, kind of so... Like, they waited so long that's kind of far removed and doesn't really make sense. He doesn't need Joe Rogan's, like, platform to blow himself up. But he will use it probably at one point
blow
in the future.
Blow himself up in the good way and the bad way.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so Justin Bieber has been coming back kind of in the news lately. I mean, obviously, he's been just in the news, not for music or anything, but because of his wife and his marriage and all that stuff. And
which is good.
Yeah, it's very
good. It's good news for them.
But it's kind of like been talking about, like, not coming back to music for a while before he saw some
issues.
Yeah, he
says he's going to, like, hiatus to figure out some personal stuff.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
I've seen, like, recently, like, in the last 2 days, like, him, like, going back and forth with, like, people in his comments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's, like, somebody that was, like, talking about how he doesn't really, like, what's her name? Haley?
Haley Baldwin?
Yeah,
Haley Bieber.
Haley Bieber now. You're right. Thanks for correcting me. No, he's, like, is defending her and saying, like, because, like, some fan was like, he doesn't really like her. He's only doing it to get back at Selena Gomez and all this stuff.
And he responded to that?
Yeah, he was
why?
Like, well, he wanted people to, like, retweet it. He wanted people to be like, dude, I'm not going to answer to any more stuff like this, but I just want to let you know, if you're a fan of me or you're a fan of, like, anything I do, do not write this
then
type
you're a
of
fan
stuff.
Fan of my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
I guess. I mean, that's the thing, though. That's what I think, like, artists like him get so lost is because, like, they tune in too much to that noise, you know. And the thing is, it's like you either have to tune in or you don't. But I don't know.
If he,
like,
wants to actually take a hiatus, he needs to include social media with that.
Yeah,
like Demi Lovato did, which I think was a good decision on her part.
What do you think he'd post about though? Because I see him, like, coming out with a new
clothing
line.
I think just like with the comments and stuff, and like posting all this stuff, like, that's toxic when you're in such the public eye like that.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then he's always going to be posting pictures and posting pictures and then getting comments on them, and people are still gonna say stuff about his wife and whatnot. He just needs to tune that all out if he really wants to, like,
well, think about it. When you I mean, I wouldn't know, but I would think, like, when you get married, a lot of things will change, like, especially your social media habits, like,
yeah,
you know, things you talk about and things you want to do, and, you know, so he's probably going through a lot of reform right now, trying
probably
to figure out.
But But as someone who enjoys Justin Bieber's music, I thought when all that publicity was coming out about his marriage and they did like the Vogue photo shoot, I was really excited that it might be like him launching back into the public and then dropping a single. But
I don't think the music's coming. We'll have to
wait. Yeah, that's okay.
You know what it is though too? It's like a lot of times, like as you get older, like music is changing so fast these days that like it's hard to compete with yourself sometimes. Like, and compete with other people. Like, so other people are coming out with new music and, you know, you have such a high caliber of like a high catalog that it's hard to keep producing that forever.
His last album was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if you take like time in between them too, like, you know, it's like your sound changes and you might not change with the sound.
But also like he has to evolve to the sound of the public and like come up with something that doesn't sound like every other, you know, pop trap song out there.
Yeah.
Because that's what,
well, he's, that's why I enjoyed his last album so much.
Yeah, because it felt very new and fresh, but now that's not anymore, and now it's more in like the hard trap beats and that sort of thing. And I think they're going
to
try to...
Yeah, that's what I guess what I'm saying. He's like, you have
they're
to
They're
going to
try to turn him toward that, and he needs to not do that.
Yeah, and the hardest part about being the trendsetter is like, because like after that, everyone's going to follow
he
your
sound.
He has
always set trends.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully he gets it all like straight. I know he's been going to church a lot and stuff. And
that's good.
Hopefully Haley's a good, it sounds like she's a good influence on him. So, moving along, Apple is introducing their streaming platform.
To the surprise of literally no one,
Apple
is getting into TV streaming.
The fact that they're coming out now, though, just kind of is like, dude, you guys are always so behind in the game.
I know, but then they make the best one and everyone turns to it.
You think so? So what do you think they're going to be able to do with this one that's going to be so different from Netflix and Disney? And
I did not watch the thing because I'm not super, I'm probably not going to end up paying for this unless it's like super, super good.
They were
content, but I don't see how it'd be any different. Really,
they were talking about getting Oprah involved.
Yeah, they have some big names.
Yeah,
which
would
be cool.
We'll see if that's able enough to, because like Oprah's documentary, like she was talking after the Michael Jackson one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing her like probably getting more into that type of stuff.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. If you haven't heard about it yet, Apple TV Plus is coming. Another thing to take $10 a month from.
I know, seriously.
Or more.
They should loop it with Apple Music is what they should do.
They
should do a joint subscription thing.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, though, they've just been trying to like sell us movies on Apple TV now. So now it's like you can watch other movies. They should have been done doing this. But and kind of rounding out our quick hits. Jussie Smollett, you know, have you been on top of the news with this stuff?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw like what came out yesterday.
I know.
It's crazy. They the prosecutors are dropping all 16 felony charges against him, where they said initially that he had falsified a police report and, you know, said that he was a victim of a homophobic attack, and they were like, no, you made that up. And now they're like, no, the charges are dropped and you only have to pay like a, you know, the $10,000 bond and then do some community service. And there are just more questions than answers, my friend.
What is like your biggest question?
Because the police department then came back and said this is a, like, this isn't justice. The police department is standing firm. It's not like there was some new piece of very clear public evidence that like totally exonerated him. It's only the prosecutors making this decision. So I would say, what is it that the prosecutors have or think or know that the police don't?
So
does that make sense?
Do you think like the prosecutors are being pressured by that has a friend that's a friend?
I don't know.
Or they're threatening to move like the show from filming in Chicago to like somewhere else or something.
Yeah, I want to know why they're not aligned with the police department so much.
Yeah.
And whether that's a thing that like a mistake on the police department side or maybe an error on the prosecutor side.
I was talking about it with some people at work and like, you know, I feel like it's one of those things where like they've already had wasted so much time. It's not their fault. It's his fault or whatever.
Well, maybe That's like the thing. But time was wasted.
Exactly. And they have other things. Definitely. That city has more you know, things to talk
about. Especially the police department. They called that huge press conference to talk about how they don't like the results of this investigation.
Yeah.
And like,
so, I mean, it's in general, like, let's move on, I guess, to like, you know, other more serious crimes that are happening in Chicago than this.
Yes.
And I don't know. Something's still fishy about it.
Oh, totally.
And I don't know how I feel about this guy. Like, you know.
Well, that's what I thought, and now I'm like, well, maybe not.
Do you really think?
I don't know. Initially, I'm going with what the officials are saying.
Yeah,
I can't say that I have my own like
yeah,
thing. I kind of just blindly followed by.
I know. I don't know.
Allegedly
everything.
Yeah, allegedly everything.
That's the worst part, is that like we'll never really know. I know. Watch this dude like flip into a movie. Like, that's going to be a movie
it,
now.
It should be.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes, Apple TV Plus, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Netflix original.
I know.
Sure.
Netflix, maybe. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Definitely not Fox.
A yikes moment of the week. We kind of like talked about this before. Honestly, Veronica talked about it in our little check-in. So, Cardi B, can you explain anything about it?
A little bit.
Okay.
So Cardi B basically...
A video came out.
A video was posted by her that she tried to use as a defense on herself, but in the video, apparently she mentioned that... this was a three-year-old video, but she had mentioned that back when she was a stripper, she had to do different things to, you know, take care of herself, and some of that involved... drugging men that wanted to sleep with her and then robbing them of stuff. And then this whole thing came out with like, what? This is like, you just admitted to all these crimes. This hashtag that I think is totally inappropriate. Hashtag surviving Cardi B. I'm like, no, what? Are you like this, Twitter? So that happened.
That's pretty funny though, I think. I don't know.
It's funny to like say once and then not as a trending talk. That means like thousands of people were like, hashtag surviving Cardi B. Like, this is not on the same level as what R. Kelly is accused of doing.
But, I mean.
So now she's quote unquote canceled, but she won't be canceled.
No, it's too late to cancel her, I feel like. But I mean, the issue is that like, I think to cancel her, like, somebody would have to like be like, she did it to me.
Yeah, and this is the effect it had on me.
Yeah. And I don't think I mean, first of all, most guys, that's the sad part, are like not willing to come out and say that they, you know, that happened to them. Secondly, what makes this different, like, people are like, oh, well, you know, Cosby drug people and stuff too, and then he's in jail. It's like, it's different because this is kind of like illegal. It's both illegal, like them paying for sex.
It also wasn't, I don't know if they were paying for sex. She wasn't a prostitute. She was just a stripper.
Well, it sounded like, I mean, she was in a situation where she was like probably back at a hotel room and, you know, that's where she drugged them. Or even if it was at the strip club.
I don't think it was like a prostitution type thing.
I don't
where
know
they were
like
directly paying for sex.
I'm not like huge in the strip clubs, but there's a lot of strip clubs that like actually will, you could just pay them a couple hundred bucks and they'll have sex with you
that.
Or do like, you know,
no,
sexual favors.
Yeah,
so I could see
that.
It being
it
something
that.
Like that, like a back room and you know,
maybe
and to me, like, to be able to like steal from somebody and like, it would have to be probably at a hotel room or something.
Yeah,
right?
yeah probably. It's also different from like sexually assaulting them after you drug them.
Yeah,
like robbing and like sexual assault are two very different things.
Well, I'm sure there was like some type of sex involved in it though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all I saw is drug and rob them. I don't know.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, I mean, drugging,
like, in a different way than like what Cosby did.
Yeah,
it's not like it was that.
No, but it, like, to me, like, the way I picture it in my head would be like, she, like, you know, would get like back to a dude's room.
Okay,
they would have some drinks, be like, you know, whenever he went to the bathroom, slip him something. Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know if
that
that's
was the time for
here.
That it is.
Yeah, okay. Oh, but yeah, so get him back to the room and then get them going, and at some point they fell asleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think it was violent. I don't think it would be like...
No, I don't think it was violent
at all. So like, they would probably have sex or something and then fall asleep. They would be out cold and she would wake up and just steal from their wallet.
I don't think anyone was like sexually violated or anything.
Well, I don't know about that. But still, drugging anybody for any purposes is kind of messed up, right?
It is.
Yeah. So... You know, that's the canceling. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the sad part is that no guys would come out. Like, if that happened to me, I would probably come out. I'd be like, yo, I mean, this is time.
Remember that time Cardi B drugged me? That was crazy.
That's messed up.
Yo, she drugged you too.
Dude, that's messed up though. Cause like, if it was flipped reversal roles, like.
No, but the power dynamic is totally different.
When you're drugged?
Because she came out in everything. I think because she said that like she had to do it to make ends meet. She was like, I had no other option. That's her defense.
That's bullshit.
And so she's doing it for the stuff they had, not like to sexually assault them, which is what like Bill Cosby and stuff did.
I don't know. I still no.
I mean,
no
it's
no.
still illegal.
No,
don't get me
you,
wrong, but
yeah,
like
yeah, I feel you. I feel
allegedly.
You. I just think yikes.
Yikes.
And I don't know. Like I might have to like.
I also think V would be a better person to talk about this as opposed to just two men.
Yeah, I feel you. No, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. But I mean, in general, though, I mean, we still can have feelings about it. I think as men these days, like, there's huge double standards sometimes, and there's sometimes like people that'll like, you know, pick and choose like the stuff they want to be like double standards about.
Yeah.
And that's why I bring up these topics, and it's nice to be able to bounce it off like another male. Sometimes it's always male female, which is fair, it's I good, think. Yeah. But you know, I think to hear all sides, like I think it's cool too. The Cardi B thing.
She will not be canceled.
No, I don't think this will cancel her. I mean, out of all the things that you know, but it is interesting to see like this footage has been out for a while. It's not like she just said it or anything. Right?
No, the video is old, but she just posted it recently.
Oh, so she reposted. Yikes, yo, dude.
Because it was someone criticizing her for like saying that she didn't actually come from where she said she came from. And like, and she posted this to say like, yo, I had to like drug and rob men to like get money. Shoot. And they were like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hold up. What'd you say?
Yeah. I didn't do a deep dive into this issue, but
I don't know. It'll be interesting though. If things could heat up more things could come out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've seen people like get killed for less, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, that was our yikes moment of the week. As far as like main topic this week and Bachelor news, I thought like, why don't we just like jambalaya this thing up and just kind of like, you know, ask you kind of no holds bar questions. Ooh. About, you know, well, your thoughts on, you know, okay. the show and you know, this past season maybe, and a bunch of different things.
Sure. So
as far as the podcast goes, what is it like being a listener and hearing us talk about these topics, and, you know, all the way to like now being someone that's on the mic? And
I know it's very weird. I mean, it's not like it's been like years, you know, it's been a few months, but it's really cool. It's very fun seeing all the behind the scenes. Like, y'all don't know all the work that goes into this. He has like 7 different like devices. Cord extensions and devices and like chargers and lights and stuff. Like, it's a lot. It's a big production. So that's a really cool thing.
Well, to break
to
it down each week and
I know, and it's
up.
All in size living room. So that's really cool.
Appreciate that.
No, it's been fun.
I think it, to me, what's cool is about seeing like how people interact with our show, and then you know, bringing them here is like such a cool experience for me, because like, you know, this was just a dumb idea. Like, you know, it was just like,
hey, let's do a podcast.
Yeah. And so much has come out of like a dumb idea. Like, you know, me personally, I've changed, like, you know, through this. Mm-hmm. But you
talked
know.
About that on the 50th episode. I was like getting a little emotional.
Yeah. I mean, it means a lot to me, you know, like, you know, having someone like you to actually listen. It's not like I'm forcing you to listen each week. Like, did you listen or then or whatever? You know,
no, if anything, it's me being like, I listened.
No, that's what I want. That's what I started this to do. So I just want to let you know that I appreciate that, like, straight up. You know, we've talked about this being something about me going on to Bachelor. What do you think about me going on it?
I'm a big fan, and I've told a lot of my friends. I'm like, yo, like, my friend at work, like, he wants to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then I like explain everything, like tell your whole life story. But I think it'd be really cool. I think you should definitely try out for, I guess.
What advice would you have for me if I went on the show?
Knowing,
like, you know,
I know that's a tough one. Knowing the show, I would say have like a thing, you know, and because everyone's like one that they can identify with you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of up to you how you want yourself to be seen. And your thing could be like the super fan who has a podcast.
Yeah.
But I know you might not want to go that route, because then it kind of like comes off as very like cheesy and ingenuine.
See, I it's funny that you bring this up, because I was actually talking to my sister the other night. Shout out to my sister, actually. I don't do that enough, but she lives.
Mine too.
So she was saying, she was like, because I was like, you know, I want to go in there and be like, you know, what's up with like, not having a brown guy be the Bachelor? Like, she, like, someone told me I should just go in like that. But then she's like, wait, you gotta be careful, because then they'll just label you as the brown guy.
That's true. They could do that. You're like the token.
Yeah.
I think it's something to bring up. I don't know if you want to make that your like selling point.
Well, what I was telling her was that like, I feel like it doesn't matter what they put me as, because I'm just going to be myself.
Yes, but you need to help them make you something, okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
because like they get tons of people that they have to file through. And so if they can see like you and be like, oh, here's this hilarious guy from Atlanta who like has a podcast. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Like, let's put him in, like something that they can Not just the show, like the producers.
What would it be though? Like, and how would you think I would explain Future Bachelor on the show? Like, how would I make it through that without becoming a villain or someone that you know how they make those things into?
Oh,
a big,
yes.
You
yes.
saw what happened this season with Caitlyn.
Yeah,
like,
she wants.
You
to.
Said you wanted to be the Bachelorette.
I know. Yeah, the sucky thing is you have to go through the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And so you have to get on the Bachelorette. And I think if you went like the
well, the thing is, I have shows and shows and shows of me talking about being the Bachelor, so it just would be. You know,
I know. So you can't lead with that, but you could lead with the fact that you have a podcast about it.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying, though. Like, the way I would explain it would be like, hey, guys, I thought it would be funny to, if I was the first Brown Bachelor, you know, being a
yes,
fan of the show.
Yes.
You know, this is like. You know, it's it was a joke that turned into like.
But now,
my
as
podcast.
I've gone on, yes, and you can also tie it into your love life and be like, but now I realize that like I really am. Looking
I use
for
the
love.
Podcast to talk about
not,
my dating life,
and it's
life.
Not just like and it's not just like the show isn't about you becoming the Bachelor, except for this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just about you know, it's just about
it's a concept,
pop culture, and yeah, it's a concept. I think that's a fun way to explain it.
And exactly, like I don't know, I feel like people have never broken like I mean, this was. Probably the first time they've really broken that fourth wall with Colton and Cassie, because like he was like, and I don't mean that just like the wall hopping.
They
right?
broke the wall.
No, I don't mean it like that.
They broke the fourth fence.
The fourth fence. They broke the fourth wall in the sense that like you know, they were like, I don't care about the show. Like, you know,
yes.
I don't care about winning.
And that was refreshing.
Yeah,
as a viewer.
Exactly. You know, it's same here. But I think I would break the fourth wall in that sense. Be like, you know, come on, you gotta be kidding me. Were you not a fan of this show before going on the show? Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, make it more like meta.
Yeah,
like,
meta.
Yeah.
Dude, so, okay, can you explain this word meta to me? Because I've been seeing it and it, okay.
It's kind of just a placeholder for when like anything is deeper than it looks.
Interesting.
And we have friends who went to school in Athens.
Okay.
And they had a group of people who they would call like the meta hipsters who were like so hip. That it was like unconscionable, like this like little crew of people in Athens, and they literally will call them like the meta hipsters. And like it's, every time they said that, I'd be like,
I gotta do some meta. Research on this meta word, because like the interesting part is like I was
but
talking
it's like,
about.
It's more like, you know, you're aware of your surroundings, and okay. So you're not going into you wouldn't be going into the mansion as like
trying
oh,
to pretend
I'm here looking for love.
Yes.
It's more like I am, you know, make it like you know you're on the show,
oh,
and
wow,
you can
okay.
comment. You comment on the show. And I think that could be, yeah, it's refreshing. And I
yeah,
think.
I think that would be my angle, because mm-hmm. it's funny because we're talking about the OA mm-hmm. and they have like usually a twist at the end, and they were saying that this is a meta twist. I'm like, I think I know what they're
like
talking
Inception,
about.
Like Inception, something inside
yeah,
of something.
Something crazy.
Yeah. But I think if you go on and, yeah, I think that's a fun way to say it. Start with like, I had a show called Future Bachelor, but I really want to meet the Bachelorette. Something like that.
Yeah. I forgot. Someone.
I don't know what the requirements are. Do you have to make a video? Or?
Someone told me the perfect thing to say, actually. I can't remember if it was Veronica or my sister, but it was like the perfect thing to say. But it, as far as like, yeah, that's exactly how I do it. Be like, yeah, I have a podcast. I talk about. I think that's what they'll like about me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's cool. And I think, you know, they could also like get, you know, I think if they were to do an intro video of you, what would they include in that?
I mean, I just do so many
like,
different
hey,
things.
I'm in,
I do music.
Think about
I do
it.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
I do TV, you know, it's that's what I think about too sometimes. Like, I think that's my biggest problem in life. It's not just with the Bachelors. People will be like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain it, because I do all these different things. What would I be like? What would be my title?
Yeah,
content creator.
I
think that's even too like simple.
One of the girls this season had that, and
yeah.
I was like, what the hell
exactly.
is a content creator?
But I know what
you
that means.
You have to come up with something
yeah.
that you want to be, but or they would come up with it for you.
Yeah,
but I think that could also tie into like your story that you like do so much, and you're looking to, you know, settle down and have a more
yeah
you know.
I don't know. This is all going to come back to bite me in the ass. I
know.
I already know it. But
Bachelor producers, don't listen to this podcast.
They're going to.
Don't
dude.
Listen to
they're
this
going
episode.
To. They got to, because now they like are scared. Like all of them are turning into serial killers or something.
Oh, God.
You know? So.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they do
or
huge
have, like,
background checks.
Horrible
and stuff.
Racist tweets from yeah. like 10 years ago.
So I mean, so how did you get involved with like The Bachelor and watching it?
I think I feel like I watched a season back in high school and was like, eh. Or it was The Bachelorette that
yeah.
I watched a season of.
Okay.
And then it got to Paradise, and I was like, this shit is weird.
I
and
love
I,
Paradise.
And I stopped watching, but that was like years ago. And then I think it was
this shit's weird.
one of the more recent, which came first, JoJo or Rachel? JoJo, right?
JoJo or Rachel. JoJo came before
I feel
Rachel.
Like I maybe just because I knew everyone was talking about it, And
well, Rachel was the one that was kind of crazy because, well, it started getting, it's like
Rachel Lindsay.
But the thing is, so this is where, like, I think why I like it more than, because when I started watching it, that's when The Bachelor started doing weird things. Like, literally, the next season I watched, like, I would be looking at my ex and being like, do they usually do this? Like, do they usually? And she's like, no, they never do this.
Oh,
they
weird.
Never.
They kind of, so, like, experimented a little more.
Well, yeah. There was, like, with, what's her name? See, this is what Veronica's usually good at. But, Caitlin, and they had another girl, and they, like, made the guys choose which one was going to be the Bachelor.
Oh, that was weird.
That was a weird season. And then
I didn't watch that one. Yeah, and then after that.
Yeah, and then they did one where they brought, like, Nick Vale back, like, you know, after being on the show a bunch of times and being on Paradise and stuff. So, and then Rachel Lindsay was the first Black Bachelorette. Yeah. So it was like they were always trying different things and stuff.
I think,
and then they brought Ari back after like so many seasons.
Yeah, but I think I watched, let's see, I think it was only because like it became this new cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And I just like wanted something to watch. I think I just watched JoJo's season. I found that it was just like a really fun way to connect with a lot of my friends.
For Ben Higgins, that's what this wolf is named after, Higgins.
Oh.
That's what we call him.
Oh, right. And then
he's time traveling.
And then
too.
She became the Bachelorette after that.
Well, hold on. No, I think Ben came out of JoJo's season. So Ben came out of JoJo's season.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought JoJo came out of Ben's season. I don't know.
I think you're right. You're right. Actually, JoJo, yeah, you're right. Then who came out of JoJo's season?
No one. And that's when they brought.
You're right. JoJo did Nick come out of Ben's season. Because he Nick said, I love you to Nick both those back. Girls.
Yeah. So that's when I started watching. I just found it was like a really fun way to connect with my friends and like more people than I thought were watching it.
Yeah. That's kind of why I started his podcast.
I know. Yeah. And that was fun. And then I never was into The Bachelor seasons.
Yeah.
And so I didn't watch the season after that. I didn't watch Paradise. And then I watched Rachel's season. And that was really fun because I was home for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That summer that one aired, and like I was able to watch it with my family.
Yeah,
and that was really fun because like my sister and my dad, like,
it's a good show to watch. I try to tell people really watch
fun,
along with
it's
us.
A really fun family show to watch just because you can call like, and no, it is seriously like
I feel
it's
yeah,
just
feel
the
you.
Commentary they provide is
my
so
mom
funny.
Watches it now, and we
like
talk
in
about
all
it,
seriousness,
yeah.
I found like it's a really fun way to like connect with my dad more.
That's what
and,
I
like because we watched this season together. In the sense that,
who would have thought,
right? But it was in the sense that, like, hey, Dad, I'm gonna watch this show. You can, and he was like, oh, I'm not gonna watch that show. That's like a trash show, which it is. But then he sat there and watched anyway and commented the entire time and was super invested.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, clearly you're interested in it.
I'm glad you brought that up because, like, honestly,
and my mom would walk by and be like, Colton's not even that cute.
that's what my mom says too. But like, you know, that's because like people love this podcast, but then they'll be like, if we talk about The Bachelor, like they'll be like, I usually like fast forward through that part or listen to times two or something like that. But the thing is, it's like, it's actually like, I look at it like there's so much trash TV. So don't act like you don't watch no trash TV.
I mentioned the Selling a Sunset show earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like, there's other forms of trash TV. Just give it a chance.
As
and
long
like
as you acknowledge it too.
Yeah.
It's not like actually like
you're not like trying to learn anything here, but I actually do learn things from it, which is weird. I don't know. Like I that's why I'm so my fascination with the show goes further than just wanting me to be The Bachelor. Like I really do think that it has like you can learn a lot of things about people and situations and situations that you don't really get to see every
day. People's ambitions and like what they really want.
Yeah,
versus,
getting like like a bunch of dudes like going after one woman or a bunch of girls going after one man and seeing how like, you know, it kind of helps being in a social world we live in to kind of see like I do know a person that's like that. And, you know, this person is reacting kind of like how I want
to
react.
Maybe this is why that person acts that
way. You know, I don't know. It's like a weird like human experiment. Yeah. So, it's kind of like how I kind of go down the path of Bachelor. I would recommend people watching that. And when Bachelor come, I don't know this. What do you think about this Bachelorette season?
I was not a fan of Hannah B being chosen. We texted about this. But here's my thing. I've said this to a few people after watching what they did on like the finale where she like chose people. I think it could be a fun season if it's produced the right way.
Yeah.
If they come back on the premiere and Chris Harrison's sitting there and he's like, this is the most dramatic season of, I'm gonna be like, that is bullshit.
I know. He even
I
said
know
it this
Hannah
time.
B.
like, I say that all the time.
But I know that Hannah B. is not gonna have the most dramatic season of the. That's just how she is.
Yeah.
So I think if they produce it as like a fun loving season of like young people where she's making all these mistakes and has all these bloopers and errors, like her not being able to like know where to stand or how to put a rose on, I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was really refreshing, honestly.
That might be
to watch
that.
I thought it was I thought it was like really cute and like funny to watch. And I think that
it was awkward.
It was
awkward. Cringy. sometimes.
It was like, a little bit. But
you're but that's what I like know, about but the
show. That's why it was funny. Yeah. I don't know. And I think if they produced the whole season like that, where she's like kind of goofy and doesn't really know what she's doing, I think they could be produced funny. As opposed to like their typical, this is super dramatic, blah, blah. Because why, she's not that dramatic.
I like your optimistic take.
Yes, I'm thinking optimistically just because I don't want to.
Well, because like most of the time, like the people I watch with, they're just like, no, I'm not going to.
And, yes, and
it's
yes,
like Veronica
are.
And stuff like that. But to me, it's like, I do like think like, you know, there was good things about this Colton season. Like as much as like I dreaded going into this, like, you know, people are dreading going into this Hannah one.
Yeah.
And this Colton season, you know, wasn't the, you know, the greatest, but at the same time, there was things that I liked about it. Like same. That ending.
Yes. Same.
Made me realize, what do you think about like, if they like did like the ending at the three instead of like at the last two?
Well, I don't think they should like decide how it should end. I don't think the producer should decide. I think the people should decide, like it was in this case.
Yeah.
I don't think they should, you know, I think in the past when they were forced to do this engagement and, you know, they did this fancy thing on the really, you know, rose petals laid out, like I thought that was really over dramatized. And
I do wonder how they're gonna
come
back.
And we all knew it was kind of ingenuine. Like when I realized that it was Rachel's season, she had just broken up with Peter, and it was this like really, really sad breakup because it was clear that, like, you know, they were perfect for each other or whatever. And then I thought, wow, like, is it going to end there? Is she just not going to accept a proposal? But we came back from break, and what's his name, Brian, is stepping out of the thing, and she accepts his proposal. And I was like, huh? I thought she, like, it just felt super fake because I didn't see how she could go through an engagement. I know, and they are, which I'm happy with. But it was refreshing to see them not have to do the whole engagement thing.
Yeah.
And I think they should be up to the Bachelor or Bachelorette to decide what they want to do at the end.
I think that's part of the pressure, though. That's what makes the show. Like, the pressure makes a diamond. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, speaking of diamonds, Neil Lane was, like, probably pretty pissed that he doesn't
My friend texted me that, too.
I'm surprised they didn't even do anything with him, like, at the, just bring him on and be like, hey, guys, this is a new selection of rings we got this year.
They could have done that. Yeah. It could have been funny. They could have been like, well, you didn't get an engagement, but we still want to have Neil Lane, you know, like, Chris could have pulled that off.
So I'm excited for the upcoming season. As far as you being on the show, man, like I really appreciate you being an active
Thank you.
Listener.
It's been fun.
And I want to be able to do this again. Literally, JD lives like down the street from
four houses down.
Yeah, so I tell him this story, but like literally when you started working, like the next couple nights, I was walking back from I think like a bar or something like that.
Classic.
Classic. And you were standing there talking to some people on the street. I was like, oh shit, that's my coworker. And then we started becoming friends like after that. So we're gonna have to hang out in our neighborhood.
I know, seriously.
Fun neighborhood.
There's some awesome places around here.
I've been like literally checking out all the restaurants and bars up and down the street here, just walking all of them.
Right here. So.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So man. Well, why don't we get into our slapper of the week?
Oh yeah.
Another week goes by where it was kind of hard to pick one, but we ended up settling on one.
Yes.
This is an artist I've been wanting to actually preview on this show for a slapper. He goes by Pink Sweats. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
But Pink Sweats is like a really, he has a beautiful voice and usually just singing over guitar. But he just released this new song called Coke. It's called Coke and Henny Part 1.
Part 1.
Yeah, so we're excited about seeing what the sequel is going to be. But
has Part 2 not been released?
No, I don't think so. This was on New Music. But Pink Sweats is like one of those songs that people are playing now for like engagements and anniversaries and Valentine's Day. Like
my wedding is gonna have Coke and Henny Part 1.
Well, I mean, this one, that's why it's more of a slapper than I'm able to usually play from Pink Sweats. But this is called Coke and Henny Part 1 by Pink Sweats, and let's just get into it. You ready?
Oh yes.
Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper. This is Snapper too.
Coca-Cola in my Hennessy. Girl, I like it when you're touching me.
Slow
motion moving round the room.
Nice summer song.
Oh yeah.
Girl, you're all
summer
I see.
Let's go.
Hey.
Sugar, sugar, won't you give me some? Baby, I'll be sipping till it's done. A little buzz, baby, I ain't drunk, but you're still all I need. I like the way you move that, baby. Nobody do it like you, lady. I wanna see you shake that, baby. Shake it off for me. Yeah. won't you shake it?
She's like beautiful, shake it, baby. But also shake like it shake it, baby.
I know. Like ukulele.
Yeah. Coca-Cola in my Hennessy.
Yeah, come on.
California on a private beach. Sun is shining, baby, glistening. Yeah, you're all I see. Sugar, sugar, come and get a taste. Drink it up, don't let it go to waste. Another round will help me to escape. Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah. Oh, I like the way you move that, baby. Nobody do it like you, lady. I know. I wanna see you shake that, baby. Shake it all for me.
Coke and Henny Part 1 by Pink Sweats, and that was our slapper of the week. Yes. You like it?
I did like it. Yeah, I would also love like a trap remix of that song.
Yeah, well, that's the cool
like,
part.
Shake It Down for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of times because his songs are so simple with the instruments that people just lay drums and chop it up a lot and stuff. So it's funny that you said that because I've heard a couple of versions of his older songs that cool. That people like put beats behind and they like sound like radio hits. So.
Oh, hello.
Hey. New exclusive. Yeah, but guys, let's get into some shout outs. Do you have any shout outs this week, JD?
Yeah.
Let's get into them.
I guess so.
Who we shout out? You shouted out some earlier.
Yeah, I shouted out some earlier.
Okay.
My other friends who are like my closest crew in college, definitely. So that was Sam and Laura. Hey. And also shout out Morgan. Hey.
What's up?
And Cam and Nick.
What up?
That's the crew I visited in New York.
Okay.
And it was just Nick's birthday on Thursday.
Okay. Happy birthday,
Nick. We partied in Boston.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's dope. Hopefully they can listen to the show and become fans. Let us know what they think. Having JD as a co-host.
Hey.
It's really this past week, my friend Salem, who lives like right up here, I was coming home from work and I was about to go to the gym and he was like, hey, I'm actually about to go to this gym and do this boxing class I've never done before. So I was like, all right, I'll go with you. So I did this boxing class and dude, it was pretty hard. Like
boxing
it was like, I mean, I always wondered like how much of a workout it was. And dude, I was sweating so hard. I had like a headache I've never had before in my life when I first started. We were doing like a conditioning and like, oh my God, like what's going on? Like it was pushing me, man. And so I did it and I actually signed up for a month of unlimited boxing. So they do it every day and I'm going to try to hit it like four times a week.
You with the gloves and everything?
Yeah, man. The gloves, like you got a bag, you're doing combinations. They got dope music playing. It's in a sick thing right on the Beltline here to the training room. It's right off the Beltline.
I've definitely seen it. I don't know if I've heard of it.
It's it's like right by this Chipotle in Ponce City up
here. Okay, you're down there. Yeah. I know
hitting
where that is.
On right on the Beltline. But so I'm gearing up for hopefully trying out
a
for
fight?
This batch. No. Yeah, a fight for
well,
the
I'm disappointed.
I'm trying to work out so I can get on the
Bachelor.
Remember
they had that as a date this season?
Yeah, I know. They
did
have that.
By far the worst date of the Bachelor
I know,
I've
it
ever
was.
Seen.
That was crazy. I can't believe they made those girls
that.
Fight.
It was very uncomfortable to watch.
So, yeah, I started up boxing. But with that being said, the guy that teaches the class, his name is B, or I think it's Brian, but he goes by B.
Shout out to B.
Yeah, I wanted to shout him out. I told him, make sure you listen to it. I gave him some stickers and stuff, and I was like, follow me. He followed me on Instagram. So, yeah, B, man, I hope you know that your class was so dope. I signed up for the Unlimited for the next 2 months.
I also need to give a shout-out to Olivia.
Olivia!
Who I think follows you now on Instagram, and we watch The Bachelor sometimes together.
Yo, Olivia, shoot me a DM just so I know that who it is and we can follow you back.
Yeah, do it.
But
do it.
I appreciate you. So, dude, thanks again for, you know, doing this show
with us.
You know, I know Veronica really is probably going to hopefully enjoy it. And man, you did great. I feel
thank you.
Amazing.
I know I could never be as good as Veronica in this chair, but it was definitely very enjoyable. I gave it my all.
Well, will you be back again if I can ask?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
When? Yes.
All right, dope.
I will. Sure.
Awesome,
let me know.
Awesome. Yeah, man. Well, with that all being said, next week is episode 54. And then after that is going to be 55. And Veronica would say, that's how numbers work. And then I usually be like, shut up. But yeah, I guess I miss her. How do I say
it? You're like getting emotional. We miss you, Veronica.
Oh man. But JD, thanks again, man.
Thank you, Simon.
Hopefully we get to party here soon. Yes. And check out for next week's episode, guys. We love you.
Let's do it.
This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
My name is JD.
And we'll see you next week.
Heck yeah.
Deuces.
Deuces.
She usually says bye.
Bye. Future Bachelor Podcast.